Vous écoutez peut-être l'air du Yab sur les ondes de CKUT depuis environ une heure. Et c'est ainsi que s'achève cet épisode de L'ère du diable, que vous écoutez peut-être depuis 2 heures sur les ondes de CKUT.
So we worked together with Aboriginal Australians to undertake the first genomic study on the people of Australia. And this study addresses a number of fundamental questions on human evolution. How many times did we leave Africa? When were Australia populated? What is the diversity of people within and outside Australia? And it's a very fascinating research project because we're talking about one of the oldest living human populations on Earth. So this is the first population genomic study on Aboriginal Australians, and the indigenous peoples in Australia. And it tells a remarkable story. First of all, there's been a long discussion of how many waves of modern humans do we get out of Africa, because we're all coming from Africa originally. And some people have suggested, you know, it's multiple waves, but there we find evidence that it's actually only one wave of humans giving rise to all present-day non-Africans, including Australians. But the Australians, as soon as people are getting into kind of the Middle East area, the Australian ancestors seems then to take off, you can say, before even we get Asians and Europeans established, right? So they take off very early, and they're reaching the so-called Saul continent, which is when Papua and Australia was physically connected to each other. And in there, very quickly after their landing there, which is already 50 to 60,000 years ago, then they start splitting up into, you can say, smaller groups that don't have much contact with each other. So today, Papuans and Australians that are, you know, most closely related populations, right, they are actually as genetically different from each other as is Europeans and Asians. So, and then, you know, around 30,000 years ago, we still see another fragmentation of people in there due to the formation of the Central Desert. So we actually get that Aboriginal Australians are genetically as different from each other as is, for example, or even more different from each other than is Siberians and Native Americans, for example, within the same continent. And this is, of course, because people have been there for a very, very long time. I mean, they are leaving Africa maybe 70,000 years ago, something like that, and these guys are getting 10,000 years after, at least 10,000 years after, they are getting isolated in Australia and Papua, right? So there's a lot of time to actually separate further, etc. So it's a very diverse group of people. Then we are addressing a long-standing controversy in Australian archaeology and linguistics, namely that around some 4,000 to 6,000 years ago, you start seeing a change in culture, stone tools, etc., across Australia, and you also believe to have a change in the language into something called the Papuan Union speaking family. And it has been a big mystery. How can you have a continent that has been populated 50,000 to 60,000 years ago, and where you can say the language spoken by most of the people is not older than 4,000 to 6,000 years ago? But there we can see it seems to actually come from northeastern Australia, where you see a gene flow, I mean a movement of people around 4,000 to 6,000 years ago spreading across the continent and basically leaving genetic signatures across the continent. And it fits very nicely, of course, with that is the time where this language, new language is spread, as well as the new culture. And it's pretty remarkable event because it's a tiny genetic signature, so it's almost like, two men entering a village and saying, well, guys, now you have to speak another language and have to use another stone tool, right? And they have a little bit of sex in that village and then they disappear again. So, I mean, we have never seen anything like it in prehistory before. To me, it kind of reminds me of a situation like the British coming to India or something, right? Where very few people has an enormous impact, culturally and linguistic impact, on the population. So I don't know what has kind of triggered this. I mean, it could be maybe a religious event, something like that. We don't know. But it seems to, I think it's very likely it's related to this population expansion and spread across the continent from northeastern Australia. We can also see that Australia has, this is another thing that
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen, you smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Something.
What we've got here is another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. Hello, my name is Logic Johnson, and